Welcome, intrepid listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, the podcast presented by Modern Campground that explores the intriguing, heartwarming, and sometimes downright wacky chronicles of campgrounds across the continental United States. Today's tale is as delicious as it is delightful, featuring a story that is sure to whet your appetite for adventure, and of course, cupcakes. So buckle up, listeners, as we journey into the heart of the Midwest, to the sprawling plains of Nebraska, where we find our campground for the day, the whimsically named Whisked Away Wilderness. Nestled amidst the vast amber waves of grain, Whisked Away Wilderness is a charming campground that has served as an escape to nature for families and solo adventurers alike for generations. But the heart and soul of this campground, the woman who's the secret ingredient in this recipe of outdoor bliss, is none other than the effervescent Theodora Dora Baker. Dora, a woman as unique as her name, is as seasoned in the art of camping as she is in the art of baking. For her, owning a campground was always more than just pitching tents and lighting bonfires. It was about infusing every guest's experience with a dash of surprise, a sprinkle of joy, and a generous dose of heartwarming hospitality. Dora, a Nebraska native, has a contagious passion for her campground, a passion matched only by her love for baking. Her sublime pastries are the talk of the town, and her cupcakes, oh, her cupcakes, are legendary. They are a symphony of flavors and sweetness that could melt even the frostiest of hearts. But it wasn't all smooth sailing and buttercream frosting for Dora. She faced a challenge, one that threatened the very heart of Whisked Away Wilderness. But as they say, when the going gets tough, the tough get baking. So listeners, prepare to be whisked away on an intriguing journey as we unravel the story of the Campground Cupcake Wars, hosting a tasty baking competition.
The challenge, you ask. Let me tell you, it was quite an unexpected one. It all began with a nosy, albeit charming food critic named Clarence. Clarence had been touring campgrounds in the Midwest, secretly reviewing their offerings. As fate would have it, he stumbled upon Whisked Away Wilderness and found himself smitten by my cupcakes. His review in the Midwest Munchies Monthly catapulted us into the limelight, but it also set up an expectation we were not fully prepared to meet. Suddenly, we had camper foodies from all over the country flocking over, not just for the serenity of Whisked Away, but for the rumored best cupcakes in the Midwest. The demand was overwhelming. The pressure was mounting, and I found myself at the center of a culinary storm I hadn't signed up for. I must have considered 1,000 ways to address this. Do I hire a professional baker? Or perhaps do I take my secret recipes to a local bakery for mass production? But something about these options didn't sit well with me. They seemed impersonal, too commercial. That's when it hit me. Why not turn this challenge into a community event? What better solution than to host a baking competition right here at the campground? We could involve our campers, celebrate our success, and meet the demand for the cupcakes all at once. The idea was risky, and some even called it harebrained. But it embraced the spirit of Whisked Away Wilderness, community, fun, and a touch of adventure. Implementing this solution was quite the roller coaster ride. We had to plan the event, manage registrations, procure ingredients, arrange for baking equipment, and above all ensure that our day-to-day operations didn't suffer. Despite careful planning, we faced a significant roadblock. We didn't have enough ovens to cater to all the participants. But in a twist of fate, a group of campers from a culinary school decided to join our competition, and they offered to bring along portable ovens. Talk about a stroke of luck. The event day was chaotic and exhilarating. The aroma of warm cupcakes wafted through the air as laughter and banter echoed through the campground. It was a heartwarming sight that made all the hard work worth it. The Cupcake Wars, as we fondly call them now, did more than solve our cupcake crisis. It brought our little camping community closer together. It also attracted media attention, bringing further publicity to the campground. We found ourselves fully booked for the entire season, a first in the history of Whisked Away Wilderness. As for my tips for fellow campground owners, I'd say never shy away from unconventional solutions. Challenges can often be opportunities in disguise. And most importantly, remember that at the heart of every campground is its community. Engage them, involve them, and they'll surprise you in the most wonderful ways.
As our delicious journey through Whisked Away Wilderness and the Cupcake Wars comes to a close, we take with us a taste of the extraordinary. Dora, with her spirit of innovation and community, transformed a daunting challenge into a celebration of baking, camaraderie, and resilience. Her story is a testament to the community spirit and creativity that sparkles at the heart of every successful campground. Her unique solution not only resolved her cupcake crisis, but also whipped up a sense of unity among her guests, proving to us that every obstacle that stands in our way is simply an opportunity in disguise. Through her baking battles, she stirred up a community spirit that resonated far beyond her campground's boundaries, reinforcing the adage that, indeed, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. As campground owners, operators, or enthusiasts, we can all learn from Dora's approach. When faced with a challenge, instead of looking outwards for a solution, perhaps we should look inwards, towards our own community. Maybe the answer isn't just in solving the problem, but in using it as a springboard to create something unique, something memorable that will enthrall, entertain, and bring people together. We hope you've enjoyed this sweet tale from the Heartland, filled with frosting, fun, and a whole lot of love. Remember, the next time you're faced with a challenge, think of Dora and ask yourself, what would she do? You might just find the solution is sweeter than you ever imagined. Thank you for joining us on this episode of MC Campground Chronicles presented by Modern Campground. If you've enjoyed our journey today, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more engaging, compelling, and intriguing stories from campgrounds across the country. And who knows, the next story might just be from your campground. Until next time, stay adventurous, stay curious, and keep exploring the stories that make our campgrounds the unique havens they are.